I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 549. It's not about perfection, but it is. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming to gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast. Panda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Like physically high.
Like physically high.
Like in the same space. Back at it again. Like white vans.
I could touch you.
I could not. Boop. I could touch
you. Oh, you touched me.
I touched you.
So Panda and I are physically in the same space. Yay!
It doesn't happen often.
It really doesn't. It does not happen.
I become a hermit. I like to stay in my house.
I like to stay in my space, and our spaces are not the same spaces, so we don't get to see each other's faces. I made a rhyme.
That was amazing.
It was dope. Come get at me for those bars if you need it. No, seriously, I'm very excited for us to be in the same space, in the same place, because we are going to be playing a game together for this podcast.
And it's not Destiny.
It's not Destiny, although you will be playing Destiny 2 with me. You will be playing Destiny 2 with me.
I didn't say I wouldn't, but I'm just saying
I'm sure you will.
Like, is it Destiny?
It's not Destiny. I did not do that to you this time.
This time.
It is not Destiny. But what we will be playing today for the show is Overcooked. Now, the nice thing about this, I think it's super dope at least, is that you're going to be able to hear us working together as a team to play this game, which I have not played. I know that you have played.
Well, I mean, there's one or two ways that this could go out. We could either have a simpatico relationship or not have a simpatico relationship. And I feel like this game has shown a lot of couples and a lot of friends just how with or with not they were.
Okay, all right, so that's the deal.
So it might actually show us a little bit more about our relationship as sisters.
You know, it's a possibility. The cool thing about this is for any of you that are listening to this podcast right now, you'll actually be able to see us play the game on our YouTube channel. So we are capturing our gameplay today as... I think this is the first time that we've done capture together that actually made it out to the world. We did our initial test capture stuff.
I think there's been this evolution of us playing with how we were going to do video-related things in the Esh space. And I think, like, years ago, we did a, like, first time with Red Dead Redemption where we literally talked through me playing, like, I think the first 15 or
right, but we didn't capture that video and put it out.
No, we had a video going, we were talking through that. Like, that was, like, the first time we were like, what can we do with video if we're not really ready for video?
Right.
And then we did that, which was interesting, but obviously wasn't in the scape. And then we did one day just try to kind of grump it a little bit.
With Uncharted.
And, I mean, we definitely learned what we could do better,
which was not get so focused on playing the game that we forget to talk.
Like learning how to interact with those in the room and not just zone into, oh my god,
I gotta sell this
shot.
Right.
Get all the monies.
Which is what we ended up doing. So that wasn't usable in any way, shape, or form.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah.
So here we are now.
Yeah. I did a piece with the DLC for Syndicate. I did a piece with Jack the Ripper.
That's right, you did that.
And that piece taught me how to do overlays. And now, after all those tests, here we are, playing Overcooked. So, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the game. Like I said, I myself have not played this game.
I have played this entire game with my husband on Steam. Though we did play with Xbox controllers, so the mapping is very similar, I think. So, I'll be able to catch on really quickly, which will be good. It definitely brought some stuff to the forefront of our relationship being newly married, so I think this will be fun. And it's a very light game, it's very simple, but you could definitely get lost in it. So.
Okay, alright. Well, one thing I definitely gotta do for myself here before we get too far into what we're doing is bring my headset volume down because it's a little bit loud. But I'm ready to go. So I have watched two different YouTubers play this game, which is why I was like, this is definitely a game that I need to play with Panda. And so here we are playing Overcooked.
It doesn't even have, like, you want to, I think, ideally get a full team, which is four. If you could get four, I think you're going to get, like, the best flow of the game. Like, you could actually play this by yourself, but you'd be controlling two of the cooks, and you'd actually have to split your controller. Very similar to that game we played at PAX East, where I had to hold one part of the controller, and you had to hold one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
You kind of have to do that with this, and you don't want to do that. You're already micromanaging, like, 8 billion things, and the last thing you want is, you know, to have two different cooks when you're not fully aware of what you're doing. So I'm going to be the redhead, I think. So, okay.
All right, so we've picked our characters. I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, so the game's loading up, and are those meatballs falling from the sky?
They are meatballs.
Okay, meteorite meatballs falling from the sky. I do like the style of the game. The characters are very cute, like, right off the bat.
This is the Onion King who we're looking at right now, and he's letting us know that, like, shit has gone to hell.
Obviously, there are some things that are not going right because meteorite meatballs are falling from the sky. I would definitely categorize that as the end of time, King Onion.
So,
all right. So there's a bad guy coming.
There's a beast of epic proportions, literally, coming, who has an insatiable appetite, and it's up to us as chefs.
It's up to us
to feed him.
Okay. All right. That's what we got to do. We are the only thing that stand between the Onion Kingdom and total annihilation.
Actually, I mean, he's the Onion King, but I mean, this kingdom doesn't look like, it looks like a city. So, like, I think it's like modern times.
I think you're correct. And there's also a dog.
His name is Kevin.
Obviously, his name is Kevin. Okay, great. Kevin is right. We have to work together. All right, so what I understand about the game is in the cooperative type of play, we basically have to work together as a team to prep and make these meals.
To prep and cook food. That's absolutely
And deliver
right.
the food. And also, in, there are times where you have to wash dishes.
Yes, because you need clean plates to serve the food.
Right, so you can't serve food on a dirty plate.
So you're prepping food, you're cooking food, you're plating food, and then you're cleaning dishes to repeat. So that is generally what you're doing within a certain time.
All right. Well, it looks like, is that a spaghetti monster?
Yes.
With a meatball head?
Yes.
And he is not happy.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, that is the point.
We gotta feed him. Okay.
We're feeding him.
Alright. So what side am I on? Oh, I'm on the prep side.
You're on the prep side.
Okay,
so
I need
to
pick
a salad.
That.
So you need to cut those. And I've got the plate. So I'm gonna put the plate in the center. So you prep that.
Okay.
Yep, and then I serve. So, I mean, you're pretty good with
okay,
this.
Okay,
it's gonna speed up and like.
I chop the things. I chop the things.
Yes,
I get the things,
the things.
I chop the things. That's what I do.
Yep.
I get the thing. I chop the thing. That's all I gotta do.
That's
chop.
All you gotta do.
Okay, and I can
and
do
always
that.
Always be calling out. Like, always be telling me what you need, especially if you're
okay.
If you're prepping.
All right, you just need a bunch of leafy greens.
Yep, which I have. I need to give you something else to prep. And then that goes in there.
Yeah, but you just need a bunch of leafy greens, because now you got, like, three plates of just greens.
Okay, great.
So. Actually, now you got four plates of just greens. Okay, so
I only have one plate, so
you got one plate. I chop all the things.
Okay.
Give me more lettuce to chop.
Okay.
All right.
Yikes, man. I forgot how epic this is.
It is. Like, the music does not help it not be epic.
No, and that's the point. They want you to feel awkward.
All right, take that plate. Okay, now I need another greenie. Oh, I missed grabbing it. That's all right. I missed grabbing it again. Chopping it. Okay, so you need a salad. Salad's good to go.
Oh, and then the music does not.
That's not cool.
Help.
The music just started to speed up, and that's not cool at all. That is not cool. Oh, but we were doing so good.
Don't worry.
Is it predestined?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Run, Kevin. Run. Let's go.
Yeah. We are not ready right now in this timeline to face the spaghetti monster. So
okay.
We're gonna go back to the past. All right. 1995.
Okay. You know, I mean, it was a good time.
Basic ancient times.
Okay. All right.
I think it's really funny.
Why does he have a lot of cans?
Tomato? Is it tomato that he has cans of, or is it soup?
I think it's soup. It looks like tomato soup, or like beans.
Maybe it's beans.
Yeah.
We're in 1993. Correction. I thought we were in 1995.
Okay, 93. Kevin's asleep.
Yeah.
Fell asleep watching the TV there. There's a portrait of some dude on one side, and a portrait of some broccoli chick?
Broccoli.
Okay, that's
I think
cool.
It's his mom.
You know, that would make sense.
He gets the mustache from his dad, and he doesn't have.
Oh
any
my
hair.
God, those his parent. That
I
makes so much sense now. That his dad was the Uggin, and his mom was broccoli.
Yeah, I think.
Oh my gosh, my mind is blown. So
now we can go out into the world.
Okay, we're going to go out into the world.
So now we're going to go and hone our skills in 1993,
uh-huh.
Which, I mean, what were you doing in 1993?
I was going into,
I graduated middle school in 1999, so...
I was going into middle school in 90?
Holy shit,
I was in middle. No, I was in middle school in 93 because I moved from the 6th grade in 92. That sounds about right.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. So are we going...
This is the first area.
So we got a little van here on our map, and we're going to the first world, World 1-1, to prep some stuff.
I think we learn salads, and I also think we start to learn soups here.
Okay.
So,
all right. I'm gonna stick with my chef here, my dude.
We will get more chefs as we progress in the timeline.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
Eventually
we could... Oh, we're doing soup.
So it's three...
It takes three onions to make a soup.
Or three tomato, it's always three of X thing.
Okay.
Chopped down and then put in a pot. And they can catch on fire if you overcook them. So
okay.
Keep that in mind.
All right. So what am I on? Am I on delivery or am I chopping?
So we're not separated. So you could grab.
Okay, I'll grab.
And you could lay them out here.
All right, so I'm going to grab them.
Dice.
I'm gonna drop them.
Boop.
Okay.
So I'll dice, and then you have the pot.
Okay, I got the pot.
So, and then when it is done, which it has its own little thing.
I see the timer underneath.
Yep, and you'll be able to put it onto that plate for serving. And the serving's on my side, so I should go and
Okay, my soup is ready.
So put that on
soup
the plate.
Soup is up.
Okay, great. I'll take that for serving. Good job.
Drop that. It's a little difficult to...
Dirty plates need to be washed. Thanks for the tip.
Okay. So that's an added layer.
Yep.
The music sped up. I don't know that. I like that.
It's there to tell you.
Okay. I have a soup that's about to be up. All right. Plated.
Okay.
Okay. Soup plated. And I'll get some more onions here. Looks like we got a dish that's got to wash. I'll wash the dish. Okay, your dish is clean. I got soup in the pot.
Oh, man. I got another soup coming. This is simple. Like, this seems great now, but wait until we have three different types of soup you can make on a pirate ship.
No. What? On a pirate ship?
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right, I got soup cooking. There's a dirty plate.
Yep.
I find that, like, this kind of reminds me of, like, playing basketball in that, like, you need to be talking about what you're doing all the time. I did not mean for that to happen. Okay, that plate just, like, did not want to take my soup. But that's okay.
That will happen a lot. Where you think you've said it and you haven't said it.
Yeah, you've got to be, like, right on
it. There's so many different types of food that you make in this game. Like, you do fish and chips at one point, where you have to fry the fish and fillet the fish.
Oh, that makes me nervous when the music speeds up. I know it shouldn't, but it does.
This is nothing. Okay,
soup plated. I need another diced onion. Oh, that did not go in the plate. I really needed it to go in the pot.
This goes to show you, if you think that chefs...
Oh, no.
It's gonna happen. You just...
It sounds like
it's
not.
You gotta get over the fear.
It makes me nervous.
The speed up.
Oh, it was almost ready. All right.
That's not bad.
Oh, we get points.
Yes.
I didn't even notice the points in the corner.
Because you're so worried about everything else. You really...
I don't think I blinked.
You don't... You won't start caring about your points until you realize you need so many stars to unlock other areas.
Okay.
So, like, if you start underperforming, then you have to obviously go back to previous things to get the star count that you need.
Oh, my goodness.
But as things open up, if you've ever played, like, Settlers of Catan with the, like, I'm gonna mess up which number, but it's, like, the multi, like, the pentagon-y... hexagon-y.
Yeah, Settlers of Catan's hexagon because it's six-side.
But, like, they kind of fill that way. So, it's really cutely animated. I really do like it.
Okay.
So.
We're on the next level now.
So, this is out in the street, and there are people who are going to be crossing and things that are going to be trying to potentially block our way, trying to get across both sides.
And we got
to
prep, and we got to wash dishes.
That's right. So,
because I see a sink in the corner.
That's right. So there's two pots on one side. The prep station's also there. There's a cleaning station, and then there's a serving station. But the serving station and whatnot also is where the food is. So they're going to start adding all these layers of complexity with each place that we go.
We got to get 150 points.
Yes. If we want 3 stars, we need 150 points.
Okay. All right, I'm down. Let's do this.
All right, so I'm on the side of the prep.
I'm on prep side. You've got...
So you need tomatoes.
I need tomatoes.
Tomato.
I'm going to start
sure
a couple.
Make sure you grab the right thing, too.
All right. Okay,
nope,
I've got the pots. All right, so I'm cooking tomato soup, and I've got an order for an onion soup.
Yep, all right, so then I'll go and get the onions ready.
All right, soup is cooking. I need that other plate, though, on my side. Okay. Tomato soup is up. Oh, god dang.
Yeah. Put it in the pot.
I was trying to put it... You know what? Okay, we need to figure this out. I'm going to chop and put into pot. Okay? I can't reach that onion. Can you give me the other one?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The plate should go here. The plate should stay here. Pots should never leave. You can bring the plate to the pot and put it in that. So now
that's good to know. All right. Onion soup is going.
Okay.
I got tomato.
Ugh.
Okay. Onion soup is ready.
Up.
I got a plate.
Plate it.
Got
Thank
it.
You. Go ahead and serve it.
Got it. Taking
Put
it.
Put that there.
Okay.
And each individual thing can overheat.
Oh, gosh. All right.
You have a certain amount of time. But if you put a new one in it,
it resets the timer. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, great. Onion. So now I need onion.
Onion.
Tomato soup is ready. Okay. Tomato soup is out.
Okay.
You got a dirty dish.
Yep, I'll take it. You get to prep.
I'm trying to...
Prep. But oh yeah, the...
Okay, onion's in.
All right, yeah, you need tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomato...
I'm chopping this tomato like nobody's
Onion
business.
Soup is ready.
Onion soup is ready. Onion soup is plated.
Okay.
Oh, I missed that damn tomato. By the way, trying to like get like all this stuff in the order. Okay. All
right. So you got
tomato soup
going.
Is plated.
Okay.
I need a bunch of onions.
Onion.
Because we got 2 onion soups.
Ugh.
You know, the people don't help, by the
way. No, and like I said, it only gets worse from here.
We don't have any plates.
I'm cleaning the plates now.
Okay, I took that soup off so that it doesn't overcook. But I need onion. All right, I'm going to take this soup off. People, don't you see me trying to cook? I'm trying to cook. I'll put this pot back on. Put this pot back on. Okay, I need tomatoes. Oh, you can run?
Yeah, you can dash.
Oh, all right. Onion soup plated. Oh no, did we lose plate?
We lost points, we lost tip, yeah.
Oh, we're not gonna get 150 tomatoes.
I'm trying.
Oh no.
It happens.
They're really taking my points. I need a plate.
I'm working on plates right now.
All right, take that tomato soup as soon as your plate's done.
Ugh.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty.
We got 2 stars. That's okay. It's not bad. I mean, no. If we hadn't lost those 2 plates, we probably would have gotten the 150. Because it was 10. Wait, no. 7. They were 20 points. So if we had just not lost one plate.
The one plate.
We would have been okay. That's all right. That's okay. 2 stars is okay. It's all right. Okay? It's not about perfection. Oh, except yes, it is.
Except it is.
Okay. All right. That's okay. It's a learning experience. We're going to continue down the road.
Okay. Well, so this... Okay. So, we're on a pirate ship.
Arr!
And the great thing about...
Keeping everybody from getting scurvy.
The best thing about pirate ships is that they move, which means our cooking stations move, which is not
good. Oh, no.
Yes. So literally that bottom row with the two knives are and the food,
mm-hmm.
that is going to shift. So at one point, you will not have access to the cutting.
Okay, so we have to really talk a lot.
Or I'm trying to remember if that's this one or...
I don't even know. Let's jump in. Is that your chef?
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to change chefs.
All right. Here we go then.
But yeah, anytime you're on the pirate shift, something is going to shift.
Give me...
So, tomatoes.
I need tomato soup. Go. Like...
And then I'm just...
The buttons to chop and to, like, grab are too close to each other, and I hit the wrong one sometimes.
Now, you've got the pots.
Oh, I have the pots. Yeah. I did not realize I had the pots. Yeah. My bad. Okay.
And then...
Wow. All right. So I'm chopping and potting. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Onion's going. Oh, no. Wait. What's happening?
Yep. It's shifting.
Okay.
So now...
I don't even know what I just did.
All right. You were working on onions, right?
Yeah. I was working on onions. So I need onions. Nice job. All right.
Take your onion.
Taking the onion. Onions are in the pot. Next, I need mushroom. Oh, wow. It goes faster when we do it together. Did you see that?
Yeah.
All right.
Now it's going to shift again.
Oh, shit. All right, onion soup. Can I get to it?
I
got to get to it.
I got a plate. There's a plate for you.
All right, I got onion soup to serve. Mushroom in the pot. What's next? I need more mushroom.
I was working on mushroom. Up. Yep.
Okay.
Back.
Serve. Okay. Mushroom. Mushroom. All right. You're going to have to go around to the side. What do you need? Yep. You need onion?
Yeah.
There's onion.
Soup's ready.
Plate's up. Oh, you got a pot off. What do you need after that? Tomato. Right. Soup's up.
Oh. Soup's ready. You need to move, thank you.
Okay. I need tomato.
You got tomatoes.
Okay.
You're surrounded by tomatoes.
Okay, I see that.
Alright, now you're gonna need 2 more tomatoes after the onions.
Alright. Soup's up. Oh, dude, this is very, very harrowing. Oh, no! Alright, onion that's chopped. There's another onion for you to chop. Okay, there's tomato. For tomato soup. Ooh, plate that onion. Oh, I took the wrong thing. Got it! That is, like, mildly stressful. It's very stressful.
For people who have restaurants, I give you so many freaking kudos. Like, after playing this game, you definitely learn to appreciate.
Oh, it's shifting.
Yep.
What do you need? What do you need? What do I need? What do I need? I need a plate.
You got two plates.
Okay. Tomato soup is plated.
Okay.
I need onion chopped up.
You need onion chopped up?
Okay. That onion.
There's an onion.
I got that onion. Oh, shit. I put the onion in the wrong place. Oh, dang. Come on. Soup.
Oh, we got 2 stars on that. Cause we
dang it.
200 for...
200?
You need 200
oh,
for
damn.
Pirate level. Yeah.
Dip, son. That, how do you get 200 on that?
It is pacing. Like, I think when my husband and I did it, literally, we never switched sides. So even when it shifted, like, I'd always stay on one side versus him. So that you weren't losing. Like, someone's always prepping. Someone is always putting something in a pot and all that.
Okay, so that we should do that.
We should
agree that right now.
So, oh, we got a new chef.
Oh, he's a kitty chef.
Cat chef. Okay. I mean, like, the animation style is super cute. And, like, this game makes me not ever want to work in a restaurant. As much as I love to cook. Because you don't realize just how much work goes into running a restaurant. Like, all these things are things that happen in real time. You know, so when you go to a restaurant and, like, you're pissed that your food's cold, maybe something's happened in the kitchen, like, someone's not properly timed. Like, it's a time management.
Okay. Like, all right. So this looks like a big kitchen, but there's only one walkway through.
That's
so,
right.
So here's the deal. I'm going to work the right side.
So, what else can you tell from this? Because there's
so it's different because there's
frying pans. That's right.
So, burgers?
Possibly burgers.
Okay. All right. So, we're going to be frying up stuff. So, and it looks like on the right side, we got 4 fryolators, 4 plates, and the place where dishes go out.
So, those...
I'm going to work that side.
What side?
I'm going to work the right side. I'm going to work the side with the fryers.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all
right. So you've got ingredients, prep.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Because we got to get 280 on this level.
For 3 stars. Yeah.
For 3 stars. I'm always shooting for the 3 stars. Okay. I don't want to this, you know,
2-star, 1-star.
I'm not a B student.
So when you're making burgers, you have to pound the meat and then grill it and then put it on a bun.
Okay. So pound the meat. Except it looks like my character
is on
the left.
You're on that side, but
so
we can change.
We're
going to
switch. We're going to run through.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll come over first.
All right.
It's a small...
It is a small outlet. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
All right, come on through.
Okay.
I'm going to go on through. All right, so pound the meats. Give me the meats. I will take the meat. I will fry the meat. Taking the meat. Fry in the meat.
Also going to bring over buns, because you could put the buns on the plates already.
I'll go ahead and bun up these plates, because we're going to have burgers soon. All right. Like right now, I got a burger. Do I have an order for a burger that just requires burger? Nope.
No.
I got one that requires lettuce. I got that one. It is out the door. I got a burger that wants to catch fire.
Yep.
Nope, the wrong plate. All right, put you on a bun. Come here, you. Put you on a bun. All right, all my fryers are down. Do I have a burger that just requires that? Yes. Okay, I got a dirty dish. But I got a burger with everything. I put that on a plate. What in the Jesus is going on? Okay, maybe I picked the wrong side for me. All right, I got a dirty dish. I need buns.
Buns?
Yeah.
Buns.
Okay. I got buns.
Bun.
I got dirty dish. Okay. All right.
Dirty dish.
I need lettuce.
Lettuce?
Yep.
All right. Lettuce. I don't know which one you
That's
want
okay.
that on.
Doesn't matter. I'll get it on there. It's all good. Burger out. Another burger out. Okay.
You need plates.
I got a burger on the fly.
Don't forget.
I need plates.
Yes. I have a clean plate.
Okay.
I have a clean plate.
I got a dirty plate. I got a clean plate here. Dirty plate there. I need burgers.
Burger. I have a button.
Oh, man. I got to tell you. This is definitely stressful. Yep. I think... All right. Burger up. Do... Okay. I need lettuce and tomato.
Lettuce and tomato.
Yep. I need four lettuces.
Lettuce.
Okay.
Tomato. I don't even like tomato on my burger.
I like tomato on some burgers. If the thing is just done, I'm just going to do it. I need plates. I see it. I'm going to grab a clean plate. Okay.
Grab that burger.
I got it. Okay. I got another burger. I need a bun. Okay. Get this lettuce. Get this tomato. Okay. I need lettuce and tomato for a burger. Thank you for that plate.
All right, lettuce. We're about to get increase of music.
Yes, we are. Oh, got it a little too early. Okay. All right.
Oh.
I'm going to come through. I'm going to grab some of these buns here. All right. I need burgers on the fry. Oh, I hear you. Hear you. Come on. Let me just... All right, we did not get 280. But that's okay. We got 200. That's, you know, it's... Look, that's decent.
You're still learning how to develop, like, your sense of timing.
I am.
It's totally cool.
I'm learning, totally cool. You know, but, you know, I feel it's a B, okay? I've been running a solid B right now. Like, together, we are a B.
So, I mean, this seems like a first... this seems like a first job type of game. Like, first you're doing, like, salad prep. Now you're on the burgers. Then you're going to be making, like, filet mignon. What was your first job, Ninja? I don't think I remember what your first job was.
So technically, my first job was babysitting. But as far as, like, first, government, like, I got a payroll ADP check.
ADP?
Right? My first job was working at a grocery store as a cashier.
Okay.
I did that part time, and it was my first, like.
Oh, the red schmock. I remember.
Yeah, I schmocked it up in red working as a cashier at Stop and Shop, which is a grocery chain here in the northern New England area. Would be similar to, like, Albertsons out west or. Publix or
it's oh, super, Publix.
Publix is a shit.
I've been in one Publix.
Oh my god, Publix is a shit. So I will tell you, like, the best produce that I've ever had outside of, like, Whole Foods, like, crazy fucking money produce, Publix, hands down. I did not even look at this map, but it looks like we're gonna need to be running in the round.
We're gonna have to, yes, you're gonna want to. Constantly just going, moving around in the same flow here.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
so now
craziness.
We should essentially be doing all the jobs because one person should not be sitting on
one thing because we're going, like, to need to move around each other.
One, bring that thing over to a pot. Someone should be coming behind.
All right. So we just work in the round. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm on it. Let's do this. I'm gonna switch my chef up. I'm actually gonna be Kitty Chef this time. I'm gonna try to find my groove with what chef works for me.
You're doing a really good job. I played this with several other friends who were shit over this.
Okay, right, tomato soup.
Grab a tomato.
Got a tomato. Go into the outer prep. No, get down and prep it. You dink. All right, first pot.
First pot. Go. And then you grab the
I'll
next.
Grab the last tomato.
And then I'll grab
you start the mushroom. Okay.
Awesome.
I got a tomato in.
I
grab a next mush.
All right. I'm going to stay behind because the soup's done. So I'm going to grab that and serve.
All right. I got mush.
All right.
Mush in the soup.
I've got mush.
All right. We got another mushroom soup. So I'm going to grab another mush.
Mush.
More mush.
Then I'm
have you had mushroom soup? I like mushroom soup, actually.
Like, as a bisque, I like mushroom bisque.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Bisque is good. All right, I'm going to actually wash this plate.
Okay.
Because I see that plates are an issue.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm gonna run this plate around.
I'll get the third mush.
Okay. All right. Next up is onion. There's another plate. So on your next run through, if you'll grab that plate. That plate.
Yep.
I'm chopping onion. First pot is onion. Shit, gotta go around this way. Grab another onion. I grabbed a tomato. That's not what I wanted to do.
Onion. Oh, mushroom.
See?
Yeah.
It's so easy. All right, onion in the pot.
Okay.
Next up is tomatoes, so now I want that tomato.
I'll grab the soup.
All right. Tomato in a pot.
Tomato.
I will grab this dish.
Okay.
I'm only going to put it in the sink, though. I'm not going to wash it.
Okay.
Because I want to get this last tomato. All right. Last tomato is in the pot.
Okay.
So now we need onion.
Onion?
Yep.
Onion.
Tomato soup is done.
Yep, I'm heading to it now.
All right, great. All right, awesome. Onion in pot.
I'm gonna grab
your onion
in the sink. What do we need now?
All right, I'm gonna wash third that onion? Dish. You need a third onion.
Got it.
All right, I am washing this dish.
Man, this is I think the first time I've done this setup, and it actually worked.
All right.
Because you know sometimes
you
got
onion soup, so the next soup is tomato.
Yep.
I got tomato.
I'm gonna put this in here.
Okay.
Tomato.
Tomatoes in the first pot. I'm gonna wash this dish. Okay, dish is washed. I'm going to put this next dish in the sink.
But don't wash it.
Not washing it. I'm on mushroom.
I'll wash this
plate. First mushroom is in pot. Going for second mushroom. Got the second mushroom. Chopping it. You got third mushroom.
Yeah, third mushroom.
Okay.
This one we might not make.
Yep, I don't think we're going to make that one. All right, that's okay. It's going anyway. Chop an onion. Okay, onion's in the pot. Yo, nice.
Onion.
All right, I got one onion in the pot.
Okay.
I'm washing this dish. Okay, dish is washed.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
Oh, nah, we're gonna get fire. Whew. Okay, put it in. Whew. I'm sorry.
Why are you beating me up?
You can hit.
How do you run? I can't.
Get up where it's. Where it's gonna catch fire?
You're in front of me.
Shit. Shit. You can dash and you can bump people.
How? Tell me the ways.
Once we get into the next one, it's muscle memory for me.
I'm like, how are you running? Why can't I run?
You can run.
All right, we're keeping the straight B tour going.
Now, so before we hit this, it should show you controls again. All right, so this looks all well and good. It's not. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
You can't just say something like that.
No, yeah. Yes, I can.
That's not cool.
So dashing, you can press down on your directional, or you can also use a button, I think. All right.
Okay.
So
I'm on prep. What are we doing?
Burgers.
All right, you need burgers.
So I'm going to put buns on the plates.
Burger in.
Because now.
Why is everything shaking?
Because it's.
No, 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 no. Wait.
So prep lettuce.
Okay.
While these bergs cook. And then take your berg that you have down there that's going to finish off the thing so it doesn't, yeah. That works.
Can I put the lettuce, like, on that? In the thing?
No, because it's not on a plate.
Oh,
it's got to be
shit.
On a plate.
All right.
Okay, so this burger is done.
Okay. Lettuce.
Burger. Boom.
Burger.
That's already on a plate, so this goes out.
Do you need another one with lettuce?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
There we go.
Well, there's one.
And I need tomato. I need a tomato. Oh.
No, that one doesn't need tomato.
Nope, but there's one that was before that does.
Here.
Nope. You don't have to hold. Ah!
You.
Shit.
All right.
Shit. Better just might as well prep some burgers until the next shift.
All right.
Boom.
I got burgers on fryer.
But I one should always be on the top.
We have a bunch of dirty dishes, so I'm going to wash dishes. You got something that's about to catch fire.
Yep.
You need a plate, and yep. You have no plates.
I have no plates.
Okay, I have plates. So I am going to bun up. Wait, where are the buns?
The buns are up here with me.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to plate this lettuce. You need crazy tomatoes.
Yeah.
All right. And you gotta tell me what you need, though.
I need plates for burgers that I have.
I am, like, putting tomatoes.
Do I have any that are just... No, I need lettuce. This burger.
Okay.
Boom. And then this needs to go on this. Oh.
Got it. Okay. I put lettuce on your top burger.
Okay.
I'm chopping up some lettuce now. Do you need meat?
I will need meat.
Okay. I'm going to prep some burgers then, since you need some meat.
Yep, that'd be great.
I got a plate of lettuce and tomato here. I don't have a fryer to put that on. Okay.
You have one fryer down there, but you have
a pan. I don't have a plan.
Here's your pan back.
Okay, thanks.
Got plates that need to be cleaned for serving burgers.
Okay. I've got a plate of lettuce and tomato down here already. Do you have a burger that requires tomato?
Yes.
Yes, you do. You have a burger that's just a burger that you need to get out.
Oh, I need a plate.
You need a plate.
I got a plate.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going back down here because I am now by myself. Okay.
You have a burger down here.
I got a burger down here. You got a burger up there. I can't reach your bun.
It's on the ground. You should... Oh, no.
No, it's not.
It's on the tip. Okay. I thought you did.
Okay. Got a burger out. Okay. This is not anything to be stressed over.
No.
Not in the least.
It's just a burger.
It's just a burger. It's not a big deal. I'm going to start chopping some lettuce, but it's not going to do anybody any damn good.
But, oh, God. And like I said, this gets even crazier.
Wow.
There we go. But, so, I mean, we talked about your first job.
Yeah.
My first job was under the flipping table. Like, I was straight up gangster.
Oh, I wasn't going to talk about my under the table jobs. I didn't think that we were going there.
My first under the table job, a friend of mine had a male friend who, like... Her father's work friend wanted a secretary. So, like, he totally didn't want to pay a secretary for real stuff. We just wanted someone on the phones. And more or less, really, when it boils down to it, this guy was a lawyer, and he was having a horrible time divorcing his wife because she caught him doing stuff with a lady that wasn't her.
That wasn't her.
Right.
And you shouldn't do that.
And you shouldn't do that. But, like, it happens sometimes, you know?
It does happen sometimes, but you should really try for it to not happen.
To not happen. And he just didn't want to have to deal with her lawyer or her when he was working. So he just wanted someone to always say he was in meetings, even when he wasn't in meetings. So literally, that was my job for about 3 months.
Was it just say that somebody was in a meeting?
Like, he was the only lawyer in his office. Like, it was a two-room office. My front office with, like, two chairs for if people ever came to it. Not that anyone did. Because I don't think he told people where his business was.
Yo.
And then his office. And literally, anytime the phone rang, if someone was asking for him, I'd just say, oh, he just went into a meeting. Can I take a message? And that's all I did. Like, I didn't file paperwork. I gave him the mail when the mail came. But my job for 4 hours a day was just to tell people he was in meetings. And frankly, there was maybe a day that, like, we had 20 calls. But generally, maybe
we got a new chef
a day. So there are cabins where you'll talk to the Onion King about your progress.
Oh, so we made enough progress to progress?
Like, he's like, you've done some stuff. So that's good. Like, literally, I think he just says, good job, you've been doing really well here in 9093. Maybe you should go to 95 next, and you'll do
okay.
That. But let's talk to him.
All right, let's talk to him.
greeting my small friends.
While you talk to him, I'm going to take a sip of this lovely, lovely beverage.
The year is now 1995. TLC has just released Waterfalls.
Or oh, man.
1998.
Don't ask me. It wasn't 98. It was before 98.
I think it was 95. It's been 2 years since we last met. The time really flew by, didn't it?
I've been prepping. I forgot to blink on the last level, so I need some Visine right now.
You are progressing well on your quest. Didn't realize this was a quest.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my job.
I thought I just made the things.
This is my life.
This is what I do.
But you will need to work on your skills of cooperation if you are to face the challenges ahead. No shit, Sherlock. I mean, Your Honor. I mean, Your Majesty.
I mean, Sherlock.
Travel eastward, where more kitchens await. Onward, my friends.
Onward, Teb. On.
So it's been 2 years that we've been prepping tomato.
You know, it just feels
lettuce,
like it was yesterday.
Mushrooms. We made some meats.
I learned how to make a burger.
Like, in 2 years' time.
All it took was just a little bit of effort.
So now we're
a little bit
95.
Of time. Wow, that's a long way to go.
Yeah, but we can like walk around.
Oh, you don't have to like
you
go
don't
down
have to
the yellow
the
thing.
Path. No.
Okay.
So
all right.
You could drive all over the map. Which
okay.
Is super cute.
That's adorable.
But here we are in the desert now.
All right, we're in the desert.
And in the desert. Oh, okay.
No, because
yeah.
This looks like
trucks.
Two trucks come together,
and
which
then
means they can also separate. Okay. Alright. I see you. I see you, game.
Yep.
I see what you're doing
this
here.
This is happening.
I don't like it.
Alright. So do you want to be on prep relay? Like food prep relay? Or do you want to be on cooking and
play? I'll be on cooking. I fell
well,
off.
Oh, you fell off.
So, I can fall off.
Yes,
I didn't know that I could fall off. That's a problem.
Yes, you can.
Okay. What do we need?
So
you need tomato. And also we need the meats. I did not want to pick up no, that's not what I wanted you to do. Okay. I'm going to take you to a plate. Oh, no. Let
you
me guess. I come back on whatever one I was on, right?
I believe that's how that works.
No, it doesn't. Okay, great. Why do I keep picking lettuce?
I don't know why you keep picking lettuce.
I don't know why that keeps happening. I need tomato. Alright, do you have need of tomato? Alright, you need meat. Desperately. I'm going to pound up some meat here.
Thanks.
I don't know that it's going to do you any good, but I'm going to pound up some meat. And then I'm going to pound up some tomato.
I mean, we may want to restart, because I think we just did not start this. Oh, sorry. Efficiently enough.
What the hell? Don't beat me up. Oh no, we could do this. Jesus.
Now it's gonna catch fire.
Okay. How do we? Let's restart.
Yeah,
this.
You know
let's,
what? Sometimes.
Let's restart this. Okay.
Okay.
Let's decide right now. You stay with the fry. I'll stay with the fry later when it comes over. So let's start prepping meat.
Okay. You do some meat.
All right.
And now I'll do some meat.
All right. And I will stay on the fry later side.
Okay.
And you will just drop me stuffs.
Okay. So I'm just going to drop meat on the ground.
Exactly. And I'm going to stay over here. Pick it up. Why am I all of a sudden not picking up shit? Okay. Why are you not... Okay. So pick up the meat. Thank you. For some reason, it seriously would not pick that up. This is going to be... Okay. Give me this one. All right.
Boy.
Oh, I have no burgers that required that. Why? Jesus. Alright. I am struggling here. I am not gonna lie. Okay.
It's hard.
Because, like, sometimes my raccoon kitty does not want to pick up things.
I don't think you're the raccoon kitty. I think you're the regular kitty.
It just doesn't want to do it. I don't know why he doesn't want to pick things up. Like, at all. I just don't understand. Bun. Burger that's done. Okay. Meet. I'm obviously...
So B. B is what makes you dash.
Okay. Like, sometimes the cat will not actually pick up stuff. Like, when I hit the X button. I don't understand. No, no, you will not be on fire. Yeah, so I am not the one to do this. I'm just going to apologize to us now for that, because I'm not the one. I just have, like, no focus whatsoever as far as, like, what is on a plate and what is not on a plate. And, like, I have all these meats that are not cooking.
Just prepping all the meat.
I have, like, so much meat right now. And, like, no plates, and...
You have the plate.
I know.
It's a lot. The stress
they're
is
just, they're everywhere, and I don't...
Okay.
Like, they're not combining.
It's like a shit show. Okay, so you know what? We're gonna redo this.
And you're gonna be on that side. You should be on that
side. You just give me the stuff.
I'll give you the stuff, and you be on that side.
I'll be on that side.
Okay.
I think that's good.
I think that's the way for us to do that.
Okay.
Is you should be on that side.
I should definitely be on the
that's
side.
That's what should happen. So you just, should.
You prep me the stuff.
I will prep you the stuff. My eyes are watering so bad right now.
So,
because I did not blink that entire time.
You have to be able to blink.
All right. So I am on prep here. So,
well, I mean, we're both over here.
Yep. So let's get. I'm gonna get some meat going.
Okay.
Okay. Got that meat there. All right, I'm gonna deposit that meat
and just drop it. Just drop the meat. Drop all the stuff. All right, Amanda, what are you doing?
See, like all of a sudden, it's just like your brain goes stupid.
It's not that. Just like
no, my brain went stupid. I'm honestly gonna say that my brain went stupid, and I was just like, what am I doing here? I'm not exactly sure what is going on. Alright, I'm gonna start dropping all these things.
Thank you.
I'm gonna drop that guy. I got all this meat. Now I'm gonna do some tomatoes. I do not wanna put the extinguisher on top of the tomatoes. I just wanna grab a tomato. Okay. So
I need some tomatoes.
Alright. Alright, dropping meat, dropping tomato, dropping another tomato, grabbing some lettuce, alright, dropping the tomato, dropping some meat, some lettuce, here's some more lettuce, get more meat. Yeah, there's way more ding-dings this go around with you up there, so, yeah.
Well...
All right, dropping meat.
Thank you.
Dropping more meat. Whew. All right.
Whew.
Yeah, I can't. All right, there's some meat. Here's some tomato. Here's some lettuce. Whatever you do, don't catch on fire because I have the extinguisher.
All right.
Okay. Oh, no! I timed that wrong. That's my bad.
That's all right.
But I'm back. Okay. Here's some meat. One more meat. Oh. Ooh, I just made that. All right. You're doing good.
I'm trying, kid.
You're doing good, kid. You're doing so much better than me. All right. Here's some more meat. And some more lettuce. And another meat.
Okay, there's that. Woo! Okay. Definitely better.
That was so much better. That's so much better. That's all you, kid. That's all you, kid. Okay, the dream team.
Oh my god.
Back at it.
So what was your first under the counter job then? If you
my first under the counter job was, I guess the best way to describe it would be transporter.
What were you transporting?
I was delivering things, so...
You were a duffel bag man?
Shut up. No.
Sounds like you...
Because I would never do anything illegal. But
you deposit some stuff into some dust?
Look. So, it started when I right before I got my license. So, I was acting as a courier. Courier would be a better way to put it.
Okay.
A courier. So, I would do some... I would deliver stuff. I would pick up stuff from some friends of our dads. And I would deliver said stuff to other friends of our dads. And I would typically get tipped upon delivery. And then I was able to do other deliveries when I got my license. So, like, as an example, I would be told to pick up something from somebody during a lunch break. So I would drive down to GE during dad's lunch break.
Get X, Y, or Z.
Pick up package. Take package. Deliver package.
Get money. Okay.
I never looked into packages.
That's smart, because it probably would have been
ice you. Because
that's
what you're not supposed to do. So, you know, you don't look into package.
Right.
You just take the thing from A to B. You say hi. You deliver the package.
Hey, Mr. B, here's your key.
And sometimes people be like, oh, thank you so much for bringing this to me. Here, have a 20. And I'd be like, oh, no, it was a favor from my dad. You didn't have to do that. And they were like, no, take this 20.
Oh,
and like, with the serious
shit.
Eyeballs. And I'd be like, oh, dang.
That sounds shady as fuck.
I'm not saying
why did our dad put us in such a dirty job?
No, I'm sure that... I'm sure that not all of those packages... were weed.
Nope, but I bet some of them
I'm
were
sure
weed.
That some of them were weed.
And you open it, they're like, no, this is just my special oregano.
But at the time,
for my
I
ragu.
Was under 18, so like...
Shit, man.
So, I'm not saying...
That's dangerous.
That I was like, the plug or anything, but...
Man, like, if you went down, like, could have ruined your life.
Right?
Okay. So...
Okay.
We're finally in, like... Area 2, level 2.
Okay, and this is probably going to be the last one that we play for this podcast.
Okay.
And then we'll have a bunch of other videos that you'll be able to check out on our YouTube channel. So this one, it looks like there's cooking on both sides.
Yes.
There's
a
dishwashing
lot of,
on both sides.
There's a lot of soup happening here, but you know, there are things that happen at restaurants besides time management that can be a problem, you know? Rodent infestation, for one thing. Health code violation.
Are you serious? We have to deal with...
So, there are mice in this level that when you leave food unattended for too long, they will take that.
Oh, hell no!
Yeah, so...
Hells to the no!
Hell to the yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna be the raccoon chef.
Are you sure you're the raccoon chef or you're the kitty chef? Because I think you're the kitty.
I'm the raccoon chef.
You're the raccoon chef.
Alright, we gotta do soups. First up, we gotta mush.
Mushrooms. Give me mush. Give me mush.
More mush.
And I'll put it in your pot over here.
Alright, mush is going in my pot. Come on through.
And I'll give you this mush.
Okay.
And then I'll get you tomatoes.
Alright. Oh, we don't need an onion yet.
Nope. Tomatoes are on my side. We both have onions on our side.
Okay.
But you have the the onions, and I have
the mushroom soup is out. Nope.
And you can hit them. You can hit them with
what?
X. Yeah.
Oh, with X. It's okay.
With X. Yeah. Just
okay.
Smack the
and
rats.
They run away.
Smack
I
the
see
rats.
That.
Yep. And then you can get your tomato back to prep. So, like, if you're holding them, they won't touch it. But if you leave it out, they
okay.
will take it.
I see it. I got it. Oh, we need another tomato in that tomato soup.
Okay. Oh, I grabbed another onion. Yep, just move it off of the heat.
Yep, I did. Alright, onion soup out. Oh, we gotta wash dishes. Alright, I'm gonna wash this dish.
Okay. Put this back on the heat.
Okay, we need mush. Alright, we need mush.
The mushes are on your side.
All right, I got mush started.
I'm gonna do tomatoes on my side.
Okay. There's a dirty dish. I gotta wash this dish. Tomato soup's gotta get out.
Tomato soup out.
Okay.
Gonna wash my dish.
Alright, you need another tomato soup. Okay. And you've got tomatoes on your side.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, like, I feel like these... And I've talked to my husband about this, playing this game, is that I feel like for maximum efficiency, you really do want to be playing with three other people. Like, you want a full kitchen. Because then, you know, you pretty much have people all over each other.
Alright, there's going to be a mouse that comes out. Alright, gotta wash that plate. Alright. Oh, I'm going to be down onion soup. I don't like that ant noise.
Well, I'm just going to say. Tell you when you are...
Alright, I'm washing plates, but, like, we're already in the faster times there, and I just don't foresee us pulling this out, because we're down to meat. Also need an onion soup.
So I feel like...
Oh, man.
Like, I mean, that's a decent good.
Score. It's a good number. Good,
but I feel like we're not communicating, and we're not working together.
You're not working with me.
You're not working with
I
me.
I was working with you.
Like, then you stopped in the rodents at bay.
Look, you... I was keeping rodents at bay. I was smacking rats.
I was smacking rats.
Okay, so I feel like we could do this one again. So those of you who are going to watch the streams... I shouldn't say the streams, the captures... on YouTube, you'll see us go at this one again. Because I think what we need to do is strategize, and that we just need to put a whole bunch of things out for prep, and then somebody be on rat duty. So I think, like, that's
rat
what we need
patootie.
To do. Rat patootie. So we're going to give that
rat
a shot.
Rat duty.
I hope that you guys have enjoyed us playing Overcooked, listening to us talk about it. Definitely be sure to check out on our YouTube channel the video playthroughs that we're going to have up there. We're going to be sharing them over the course of the next few weeks. So keep your eyes peeled for those. Definitely make sure if you enjoy our podcasts, the special ones as well as our normal ones, that you subscribe to the podcast, which you can do on our website, electricsisterhood.com. You can also subscribe by going to our iTunes page, either on the desktop through the app or through your iOS app podcasts on your iOS device, I should say, and subscribing to the Eshcast. You can also get our podcast on Stitcher Radio, Google Play, VogNetwork.com, or wherever fine podcasts are aggregated, you will find the Eshcast. So make sure that you subscribe. Check out the articles that we write on our website, electricsisterhood.com. Engage with us on our social, facebook.com/landofesh, at ESH News on the Instagram and on the Twitters. Just be part of our world. If you have anything that you'd like to see us play or you'd like to hear us review, whether that's video games or anime, make sure that you hit us up on our social, drop us our email, whatever. Send up a smoke signal. We'll probably see it. And let us know what it is that you want us to check out. If you enjoy what we do, then we highly recommend that you check out all the great team members that make up the Land of Esh. That's KBD over at B3Crew.com with his weekly show. The podcast, No Borders, No Race. Definitely check it out. Some great indie stuff and music and entertainment in general happening over there. And he spins new stuff every week for your enjoyment. Be sure to check out on Wednesday nights the homie Hamsterman 2049 streaming live on Twitch. You can get the link a few minutes before he starts, 9 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday night, playing new games and old. And check out what he's writing about on SmashRook.com. Our homie Phil, the Issues Guy, who has some of the best recap shows that you will find on YouTube. Definitely check out his Westworld ones and his Game of Thrones recaps. Oh my goodness. You will have a great time. So make sure that you check out Phil, the Issues Guy, with Phil's recap and review, as well as issuesprogram.com to catch up with the archive and everything that's going on. And last but certainly not least, our homies over at nerdcrave.com, giving you the stuff that nerds crave, whether it's comic books, anime, manga, video games, and more. If it's nerdy in any way, shape, or form, the dudes over at nerdcrave.com have got you covered. So with that's all the business for this week. I've had a blast playing this game with my sister, and I hope that you've enjoyed listening to us play this game together. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And until next time,
stay fucking classy, titties.